places of divine revelation. Mountains are where people experience the glory, the doxa, which is the Greek word, the doxa of God upon top of the mountain. And so you are invited to come with me as we climb to the top of this mountain today, as Jesus took with him Peter and James and John. Now, Kathy just read this story for us out of the Gospel of Luke, but it's also found in Mark's Gospel and Matthew's Gospel, and all three Gospel writers tell us that Jesus took Peter and James and John. I've often wondered why he did not take the others. Why he only took three? Was it because they were the recognized leaders? Well, perhaps. But it may have been that he invited all of his disciples, but only Peter, James, and John accepted the invitation. And that is why you have an invitation to join me this morning. To join me as we come to the top of a mountain, as we follow in the footsteps of Peter and James and John. Do you have time to go? Are you willing to go all the way to the top of the mountain? You know, I'm sure the other disciples had good reasons not to go. They were very busy. The disciples were always busy. They were busy doing the work of the ministry. In fact, if you read on in Luke's Gospel, when they come down from the mountain, some of the disciples who were left behind, they were involved in a situation with a little boy who had epilepsy. Now, they didn't know what to call it back then, but you read the description of what was going on with this child. He had an epileptic seizure, and they could not heal the little boy. Oh, they were busy. They were busy, and we're busy too. But you talk about being busy. No one was busier than Jesus. If you read back a few pages, you can hear all of the things that were going on leading up to this event. Jesus fed 5,000 people. Jesus walked on the water. Jesus healed the sick. He was teaching his disciples about the kingdom of God. And all of this was going on when there was tremendous conflict with the religious leaders. Everywhere Jesus went, there were those throwing obstacles and hurdles in his way. And not only that, but he couldn't get his own disciples to understand what his message was all about. And so he took them away to a place called Caesarea Philippi, up in the foothills. Some of you have been there. Beautiful place. While he was there, he asked his disciples, "Do you know who I am?" And it was Simon Peter, remember, who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus was trying to explain to the disciples exactly what that meant. Because their understanding of the kingdom of God was not his understanding of the kingdom of God. And then Jesus told them that they only had one life to live. And he said, "Your life is not your life to keep, but your life is a life to spend." Remember when he said, those who would save their life would lose it? And so he challenged them to take up their cross daily and follow him. So are you willing to follow the Christ today? Are you willing to climb with me to the top of this mountain? All of you are invited. All of us are invited to ascend to the mountain. Are you all ready to go with me to the mountain? Will you come up? Don't just sit there like you're in church. Come on, follow me. Stand up, brother. of this mountain because it's at the top of the mountain where people discover the presence of God. And so Peter and James and John and Jesus finally made it to the top. And suddenly, they saw that Jesus was undergoing a metamorphosis. He was radiant. He was full of divine splendor. He was so bright that they could not even look at him. Come on, follow me. And so they turned away. And when they did, they looked and they saw someone else. There was Moses. There was Elijah. Come here, quick. You see, Moses knew all about mountains. Because if you remember, he went up on top of Mount Sinai. Remember that? And he not only received the Ten Commandments, but when he came down, his face was all aglow. And Elijah, now he went up on top of a mountain, Mount Carmel. Remember, he did battle with the prophets of Baal. And guess who won? Of course he won, because he was representing the God of Israel. And then Moses, right before he died, he went to the top of Mount Nebo. And he looked over and he saw the promised land. And Elijah? Well, let me tell you about Elijah. He went to the top of a mountain. And up on top of that mountain, he got into a fiery chariot. And then he ascended all the way into heaven. You see that cloud? See that cloud? Get down, quick, get down. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. And suddenly, the cloud went away. And they were so shocked. They couldn't even speak. And they were all silent.